This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, it's that time of day where we're going to talk a little combat pistol craft, and I like to do that with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you doing, sir?
You there?
I'm okay, I guess. I'm sort of wore out. It's been a week. It's been a couple of weeks. You know how it goes. You know how it goes. Anyway, let's get right into it. Now, have you seen the video from the Dallas Fort Worth church shooting?
Yes, I have.
What do you think of that? What is your first opinion as you look at that?
Well, the first thing that immediately came to mind was just the sheer speed in which it happened. Okay. I have a little more background information on it, but
okay.
You know, someone should have challenged that guy long before it got to the point it did. However, that failed to happen, so therefore the responsibility shifted to the church security team. And, I mean, with all due respect, you have to admire, I believe the gentleman's name was Jack, his courage and swift action. I mean, he was immediately on it. Good job. The guy did his job.
What about now? Let's talk about the first guy, because the first guy that tried to draw down on him just basically stood still and tried to draw on him. Now, I've always been taught, I'm a Jaeger. I'm a Jaeger alumnus and a Fisher alumnus now. On the draw, you're moving.
He should have been, yes. Even though he was apparently, from what I understand, he had a, handgun in the small of his back. It's normally referred to as an SOB holster.
Right.
Small of his back. And he was having trouble getting it out. And basically, his immediate demise underwrites the simple point. Fighting with guns is about fire and maneuver.
Right.
You know, if you are not firing and maneuvering, you will be maneuvered and fired on.
Right.
I think the dude froze and it cost him his life. You know, he had trouble drawing his pistol and he paid the ultimate price for that.
Yeah, he did. I didn't know he was carrying small of the back. Sometimes I carry small of the back, but I have practiced drawing that way extensively. Although my preferred way to do it is at 3 o'clock on the hip.
Right.
So
understood.
Either and here lately I've been looking for the right holsters where I can do it outside the waistband. So
correct.
Yeah, I got a few that do it, a few that hang a little too low. So when I'm doing that, I have to go inside the waistband. But anyway, for to defend a a building like that. Do you think, I mean, besides Mr. Wilson, who shot the guy, and the one guy who was trying to get it in the small of the black, out of the small of the back, I think there was like six other guns pointed at this guy. Now, do you think they, and I don't know the answer to this, I don't know how many security team members there were and how many just armed citizens there were, but I mean, what did you think about the fact that six other guys drew their guns and didn't shoot him?
Well, I mean, that was good decisions across the spectrum.
Right.
The, you know, it's not only about, you know, in respect to firearms training, one thing I'd like to point out.
Yes.
Firearms training is inherently dangerous, period. You can be seriously injured or killed if you make a mistake. That is why it's so important to seek proper training and their, you know, responsible use. And it requires discipline, not just discipline in respect to learning the mechanics of how to use the pistol effectively, mechanics in respect to shooting, but the discipline, the mental discipline that has to be adhered to within your rules of engagement. You have to know what they are, and you have to, you know, rely on your soft skills or brain power to immediately assess your circumstances and make a decision if you're within your rules of engagement to fire. And
yeah.
I think, I'm not going to call it textbook example, but, you know, the security team did good.
I thought so too. The only thing I didn't like is the guy that, I didn't know he was trying to, I haven't looked at it enough and I didn't notice that he was trying to draw from the small of his back, but I didn't like the fact that he didn't go left or right. And, yes.
If, you know, you're having that kind of trouble getting your pistol into action, you know, he could have bum rushed the dude.
Yeah, he was close enough, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So.
But, you know, he, that's why I stated earlier, I kind of feel like, you know, once he was failing at getting his pistol into action, he kind of locked up. He, you know, he didn't do anything. That was his sole thought, was to get the pistol out, and he couldn't think of anything else.
Right.
But that's just a guesstimate. I don't know what was going through the dude's.
That's what it looked like. I saw him fumbling with it when he finally got it out. I saw it like he was sort of shaking it to try to gain a better purchase on it and everything. I just felt bad that it looked like he might have gotten out there fast enough, and it just there was just some other stuff holding him up. I don't know.
He couldn't bring it all together. Yeah, he
couldn't bring it all together. So we're coming up on the first break, and when we get back, I want to talk about what you would prescribe, and if you ever work with any groups looking to, you know, a group of regular people, do they ever come to you and say, "Listen, Dave, we need to protect this church, this school, this." This, the other, and just find out what you have to say to them and what you would recommend for that sort of dynamic, because I got a feeling now that we're going to see a exponential jump in this in the states where concealed carry is shall issue. So that we will see. That we're going to see. And then later on, I'm going to talk to, and I didn't tell you this, Dave, but I want to talk about, since we took out this general, Soleimani, since we took him out and we don't know who's in the United States because of our porous southern border, the vigilant concealed carrier, I would like to know the Super Dave advice to give to a conscientious concealed carrier on what is the best thing to carry in the event of something bad popping. But you hold on. Right. You hold on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dave Harrington, we're talking about what happened at the church. When you're putting together some sort of a program or some sort of a little team together, what's the first thing that you have to get these guys to understand if you're just dealing with regular people? We got Dave?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah, there you go. Oh, sorry. Anyway, okay, what's the first thing?
What? Teamwork.
Yes.
I'm going to be a little eclectic here.
Okay.
But in respect to putting teams together, it has to be, you know, your approach. I have interacted with, like, ad hoc church teams, security teams. I have some professional associates of mine, Lee Wall and Hal Williams of Delta Defense Training. You can find them at deltadefensetraining.com. They actually do quite a bit of church security team work, and they've got it mapped out. And of course, I have worked with them as well. The primary goal is teamwork in getting the job done, because everybody has to work together. You can't have, you know, the number of personnel assigned to the team is basically going to be driven or, you know, determined by the size of the facility and the, you know, the layout of the facility. There are some common sense aspects. Are you going to have, you know, active, passive security measures as it relates to personnel? You could have personnel, you know, screening the congregation as they, you know, come into the church. There's any number of ways to do it, but on the individual level, look at the responsibility that they're accepting by choosing to be a member of a church security team. They're, in respect to their skill at arms or their level of marksmanship, training, and conditioning, it has to be very high. It has to be very stringent. You have to have a high standard and maintain that standard, simply because, you know, you have quite a few non-combatants immediately in and around. And in the active shooter scenario, they very possibly will be moving in and around, you know, the majority of non-combatants as a, you know, blast away. But teamwork and standards from an individual standpoint. For example, if I were going to take on a job like that, the first thing I would make absolutely clear is the level of marksmanship that is going to be required, and then break down how to acquire that level of skill. You can only do a guesstimate on the timeline, because that rests solely with the individual and how serious he is about applying himself. Then before I would even get to what you could refer to as the tactics piece, everyone would have like ability with their weapons. That's a huge confidence booster. And they should be able to achieve, you know, their weapons training, collectively. I would run it, you know, collectively. Everybody that is assigned to that facility, trains together, works together. That provides them their initial opportunity to develop teamwork, to really kind of get to know, the other guys and develop, the formative stages of working together as a team. The example church shooting, you know, like I stated earlier, that dude should have been screened. I don't know how he got to where he was at without a security team member, you know, at least questioning the dude. That's the only question I have about that incident. But, had he been questioned, it would have probably certainly gone down a lot different. Who knows? But,
I think that particular guy, he was known to them. And if he was known to them, I think they were paying attention to him and everything. I think that has a lot to do with how fast the response was and everything.
That, you know, people were aware something wasn't right about the guy.
Yeah.
You know, and that brings up a very good point, man. You have to learn how to trust your gut. If you sense something's not right, it's not right. There's no guesswork there. If it doesn't look right, it's because it's not right.
Yep.
And a lot of people, they balk at acting on their instincts in respect to circumstances like this.
Let me get you to hold right here, if you will. We're heading into the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the church. And at the same time, we're going to talk about awareness and what may need to be the new normal for a little bit, and what he recommends, what Dave is going to recommend to you as far as your course of action in your day to day with the guns you carry. You can go to Combat Speed LLC. I think it's on Facebook. Is that right, Dave?
Just me, Dave Harrington, on Facebook.
Dave Harrington on Facebook to find out more information about where Dave's going to be. We'll be right back.
I will very soon have a website.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacting to the news that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be sending two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week.
I think it's ridiculous. She should have sent them a long time ago. It belittles the process. Nancy Pelosi will go down as probably the least successful Speaker of the House in the history of our nation. She has done nothing.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is claiming the top Iranian terrorist killed in last week's airstrike in Iraq was an imminent threat to U.S. forces. Pompeo noted the Iranian terrorist was targeting U.S. embassies. Iran continues to say it did not shoot down a commercial jet as it was firing missiles at U.S. forces earlier this week. Evidence is growing that an Iranian surface-to-air missile took down the Ukrainian passenger jet, killing 176 people. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, yeah. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. That is the home of the binary trigger. That is a, in a lot of cases, that may be all you need. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington. He is the chief instructor at Combat Speed, LLC. Now, your primary posting was Special Operations?
Correct.
So I guess in your time,
Army SF,
Army Special Forces. So I guess in you probably had a little bit of counterterrorism built into that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So in the event, you know, if they were to, my biggest fear is that with all of the time that they've had, not securing the border, that we could have had some people come up through here that are Iranian actors now, and since they're out there declaring they're going to get their you know, their vengeance or whatever you want to call it, their retaliation for just a regular everyday guy that's walking around that's a concealed carrier at this particular moment, given that the threat may have escalated, we just can't really tell. What would be the first thing you'd advise them to do?
bottom line is, for me, it depends on your perspective, okay? Managing, you know, carry enough ammunition, but also learn how to manage your reserve ammunition. This point of interest comes up every once in a while, but your common carrier, as I understand it, will generally carry only one reserve magazine. Okay?
Right.
And that's the minimum. And it's not, you've got to look at it from a knowledge-based standpoint. The magazine is the feed mechanism of the pistol. If the magazine and the gun fails, you're not carrying that extra magazine for the ammunition it carries. You're carrying an extra magazine in the one in the gun fails to work properly.
Right.
You see what I mean? Then you can jettison the one in the gun and get the reserve in, into the gun. All right. Now, I'll buy that. And depending on your capacity, you know, the specific make, model, and capacity of your pistol will, you know, determine the mag capacity. So therefore, you know, if you're carrying, you know, a G19, I'd be at least using G17 mags anyway. So that would be a total of 34 rounds from a,
right,
from a personal protection standpoint. That may seem to be enough ammunition. However, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know. And even in today's society, a one-on-one encounter could rapidly escalate into, you know, multiple threats in an instant. You don't know. The point that you brought up about, you know, a little Iranian revenge action, you probably can't have enough. I mean, you would hope that you would have enough ammunition at a minimum to break contact. If you had to fire a maneuver and break contact, you know, from an organized terror cell. And, you know, as I kind of think through this, I just had the thought, I don't want anybody to misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm not encouraging anybody to actively engage, you know, an active shooter type situation, terror incident situation. The only thing you can do is be as prepared as possible and make the right call that's good for you. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So dig this. I don't, you know, normally like on Facebook, I'll use Facebook as an example. People will take photos of their EDC or their everyday carry. Well, I've never done that because I don't know if it would spin some people out or not. But I carry one. I wear, okay, I'm right-sided. I wear five left-side mag holders. I have one right-side mag holder that I wear on the right side immediately in front of my holster. I have a mag in the gun. Now, here's my explanation of why I use this setup. One, fighting with guns is about fire and maneuver. If you're not firing and maneuvering, you will be maneuvered and fired on.
Right.
Well, you have to have a high level of skill to hit what you're aiming at while you're moving. okay? And I'm continuously work on that ability. However, I want, in my mind, for myself, Dave Harrington, I want to have enough ammunition to be able to fire maneuver, whether it's to close with and destroy the threat, or whether it's to fire and maneuver and retrograde or break contact. Circumstances and, you know, my immediate threat assessment is going to determine what I do and why I do it. Now, back to my reserve ammo. I carry, even though I have five holders, I have four reserve mags on my left side. The rearmost fifth holder I leave empty. The right side mag holder that I wear in front of my holster, you know, is the fifth reserve mag. And of course, you know, I carry, you know, loaded, so I have the mag in the gun.
Right.
It's a total of six mags, but dig this. The reason I leave one mag holder empty is simple, because it allows me to manage my reserve magazines. And right, to make that just as simple as possible, dig this. If I had to unload and clear my gun for whatever reason.
Well, let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break.
I want you to put it in.
Yeah. I want you to finish all of that real quick, and then we'll get back to that when we get back, talking to Dave Harrington, Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dave Harrington about what you may, you know, the outlook you may want to be taking right now as you carry a gun and go out and about in life. In the event that a little retaliatory strike may be in the works, because that's what they say they want to do anyway. Prudence actually sort of, I mean, being prepared for the unexpected is not fun, is it? Carry that much ammo can't possibly be fun.
Well, I don't look at it that way, man. I don't consider it. I consider it comforting because I have, you know, I have confidence not only in my ability, but I'm prepared to fight. It's not about. To me, you know, with my background and experience, to me, it's not about, you know, just a single threat, somebody breaking into my home. I want to be prepared to fight.
Right.
Period. So, you know, I've got all the, you know, I follow the rule of thumb. If it's, you know, important enough to have one, you should probably have two. You know, so I carry, you know, administrative lights, combat lights, lights that are, you know, that I use that are dedicated fighting lights, and then an administrative light for administrative uses. But, you know, I have a selection of knives and, you know, utility knives, fighting knives. I mean, it's not. There's all kinds of tools. It just depends on, you know, what, how far you're willing to go to be prepared. And mentally, or better, a better adjective would be psychologically prepared to deal with that kind of violence. I mean, look, a self-defense situation could turn into like a flash mob gig pretty quick.
Right.
You know, and if you're that individual out there that thinks they're just good to go having a loaded gun with no spare mags, you're setting yourself up for failure. In my book.
What I've started doing is when I'm going out, and it just I always have spare stuff in the car, always.
Right.
But I've sort of shifted stuff now. I'm carrying three spare magazines on me, one in the gun. In the car now, I'm leaving, you know what I'm talking about when I say the Happy Stick, the 33-round Glock magazine.
Right.
So I have that, and I have that in there, and, you know, that's the equivalent of having five spare magazines. If I go any further...
I have a bag in my truck, too.
Yeah. What do you put in your bag in your truck? Tell me about... I call mine the ISIS Welcome Wagon Kit. What do you call yours? It doesn't have to have a name. What do you got in yours, Dave?
Wow. Well, you're kind of calling me out on a difficult subject, dude.
Okay.
Because, it's just me. We'll call it protocol, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what kills me is when I see, you know, you see it on Facebook periodically or whatever, you know, people showing their safes open, posted photographs of their open safe with all their guns and gear and whatever. You know, I don't. Whatever you have in respect to your defensive plan or your individual security plan, that's nobody else's business. That information is not to be shared.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because the bottom line is, dude, and see, here's an environmental statement. The being the political action arm of the government in peacetime, you know, when we did, you know, we were working with host country nations, training with their troops or outright training them, you had to, from a professional standpoint, give 110% of what you had to give, but you also had to be prepared to shoot them in the face. So that's kind of a psychological responsibility to be prepared. You
right.
know what I mean?
I do.
And I'll tell you what, the, you know, civil unrest, whatever, you know, people talk about the zombie apocalypse and all that, never happened. But what kind of zombies are they going to be? Well, it's going to be the people that aren't prepared coming for your stuff because they're starving to death or whatever. Things change, man, pretty quick. When survival is put on the table.
Yeah, they do. I was trying to. I was filling in today on a other radio show, and I was trying to illustrate to people that you know the military actually occupies the really real world where they're down to their very basic elements of what is and is not important.
Correct.
And with all of this politicizing of this action that they took, which I thought the action was pretty good. I mean. That's pretty good. And the idea that they wanted them to get out there and say, hey, you should have consulted with us when you had that guy in your sights and he was just like parked there waiting for you guys to take him out with a hellfire.
Right.
That just made me laugh, but I was trying to make that point. I know it's hard to illustrate and everything else.
Facebook post that I got tickled about had that guy on. And anyway. I'm glad they're dead.
Yeah.
I think it was an excellent decision. It was well timed, well executed, and successful. I mean, chalk one up for us. You know what I mean? That was a successful op. And see what happens.
Trump is not a bad combat commander, is he? He's not a very, not a bad commander in chief. He's pretty decisive when it comes down to that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. I hope people understand how big the mechanism that goes into the advice he receives. But yes, he is the decision maker.
Right.
And he's good at it.
I try to tell him.
It's great, man. It's about time.
Yeah.
You know, stand up and stand for something, believe, and stand for something.
Back up the troops.
So it's like, hey, dude, guess what? We're not going to tolerate that.
There you go.
But now here's a different perspective. I don't know if you've considered this.
Well, we got about a minute and 20 seconds. Can you tell me in a minute and 20 seconds?
Dude, I can tell you in 30 seconds for what?
Go.
The whole Iraq gig, we had to go in there and get those people out anyway, man. There is no support mechanism for the embassy in Iraq.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Host nation was sort of slow to respond, weren't they?
No matter how it went, we still had to get them out.
I noticed the Iraqi
nicely done.
The crack Iraqi troops showed up after the Marine Corps crisis management team showed up.
Unbelievable.
I found that quite amusing anyway. I want to thank you for joining me this evening, and I'm glad we're back on track and everything. I hope you had a very good holiday, and once again, for the people listening.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bill.
Combat pistol craft.
The opportunity, man.
Yes, sir. Combat pistol craft is a staple here at Block and Load, and my professor is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I'll be in touch, sir.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bill. Take care and be safe.
Roger that. We got hour number two coming up, which is just going to be me and you. That's just going to be me and you talking as we go along. But that's inbound. This is Lock and Load.
The home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.